The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Happy Feast Day to all teachers. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, April 7th, 2022, Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the commemoration of St. John Baptiste de La Salle, born in 1651 at Reims, France. He studied in Paris, was ordained in 1678. He was known for his work with the poor. He founded the Institute of the Brothers of the Christian Schools and established teacher colleges. He was one of the first to emphasize classroom teaching over individual instruction. He also began teaching in the vernacular instead of in Latin. His schools were formed all over Italy. St. John Baptiste de La Salle was named patron of teachers by Pius XII in 1950. He died in 1719. St. John Baptiste de La Salle, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, in the Gospels these days, as we approach Holy Week, we see a lot of testy conversations between you, Jesus, and your interlocutors. There is an increasing tension, which will eventually explode during Holy Week and culminate in your passion, death, and resurrection. We see how, as always, from something negative, from something unpleasant, from danger, even from hatred, you draw great good. For those who love God, everything is for the good. In today's gospel, we see one of those tense conversations, which really is quite aggressive. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? Are the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" The people listening to you, Lord, don't want to be open to your identity, really. They are determined to enclose you within their own narrow horizons. Towards the end of the conversation, you make the amazing statement, a very solemn statement. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. I am." Now, this is an amazing statement because it's an echo of how God reveals himself to Moses in the Old Testament. from the burning bush, God tells Moses that his name is I Am, the one who is the supreme being, existence itself. So, you, Lord Jesus, in proclaiming yourself to be I Am, you are actually declaring your divinity. You are saying that you are God. And the reaction of those particular people listening to you was to pick up stones to throw at you. But we're told that you hid yourself and went out of the temple area. Before Abraham came to be, I Am. This is God. Jesus, you are the very ground of our being. And we might say many of the proofs or the great indications of the existence of God is the fact that we exist. The fact that we've come from somewhere, we're going somewhere, and we don't give existence to ourselves at all. We receive it as a pure gift. But the challenge for us, like it is for those listening to you in today's gospel, is to be open to God as God, not to try to squeeze God into our own narrow categories, which can be a real temptation. Joseph Ratzinger, in his book Jesus of Nazareth, he says, "The arrogance that would make God an object and impose our laboratory conditions upon him is incapable of finding him. For it already implies that we deny God as God by placing ourselves above him, by discarding the whole dimension of love, of interior listening, by no longer acknowledging as real anything but what we can experimentally test and grasp. To think like that is to make oneself God. And to do that is to abase not only God, but the world and oneself too." There's great wisdom in that. If I say, well, I'll only believe in God, or I'll only accept God if he fits my narrow scientific categories, for example, if I can prove him like I can prove the presence of a chemical, of a liquid, of a substance, well, then I'm already denying God. And I'm making myself God, judge and master of God. And that leads only to frustration and spiritual blindness, such as we see in today's gospel. As we approach Holy Week, Lord, we ask you, Jesus, our Saviour, our loving Redeemer, to grant us the grace to be open to faith. By faith, the Second Vatican Council teaches, by faith, the human being commits his entire self to God. We've to let go of our own limited horizons and let ourselves be embraced by the eternal horizons which give us true peace. It's only in a certain sense in losing ourselves in God's love that we find ourselves. Everything else is stifling, it's puny, it's unsatisfactory, and ultimately it's dehumanizing. In the cathedral in Würzburg in Germany, there's a very famous and very striking crucifix dating from the 14th century. And on this crucifix, the hands of the Lord are not nailed to the cross. They're actually folded, as it were, in front of the Lord's chest, as if grasping someone in an embrace. And there's a pious story about that of a thief who broke into that church sometime around the 30 Years' War and clambered up towards the crucifix because it had a beautiful golden crown on the head of the Lord. And the thief wanted to take that crown. He wanted to steal it. And as he reached up greedily for the crown, the arms of the crucified Lord detached themselves from the beams of the cross and enfolded him in a loving embrace and drew the thief into his heart. And that is the pious story behind that strikingly unusual crucifix. But you could say there, the thief went in there and wanted to take Christ on his terms. He's useful for the gold on his head. Whereas the Lord, through his embrace, was trying to show the thief that it was much more worth his while to take Christ on Christ's terms as his Savior, as his Redeemer, as his God, as his love. We always stand to gain when we take God on God's terms. A bit like in the first reading in today's Mass, where we hear of the beautiful, magnificent promise of God to Abraham, that he will be the father of a vast, vast nation. He will be the father ultimately of you, of I, of all of us who make up God's people, God's church, God's family. But Abraham at the time couldn't possibly have even imagined such a possibility. He was so old. How could he be a father? And yet through faith, he took God on God's terms and became the patriarch, the father of a great nation, the nation in which you, Jesus, were born, and the nation, the old Israel, which prepared the way for the new Israel, which is God's holy people, the church, the Catholic family. Before Abraham came to be, I am. Jesus, you are the very ground of our being. You are the one who is and gives existence to everything that exists. As we contemplate you in these days leading up to Holy Week, and during Holy Week itself, as we contemplate you made suffering for us, made wounds for us, made dead for us, as we contemplate you made alive again for us, risen for us, may we have the grace, through the intercession of Our Lady, to be open to God as God, and to be let human beings be human beings, and thereby let ourselves be enfolded in your love. Jesus, I ask you to increase my faith, my hope, and my love. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 past the hour, and this is Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Thursday of the fifth week of Lent, April 7th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin praying with the whole church now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us. And let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him. As for God, his ways are perfect. The word of the Lord, purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God, the God who girds me with strength and makes the path safe before me? My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord. You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me, I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them fine as the dust before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
Long life to the Lord, my rock. Praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
Whoever meditates on the law of the Lord
will bring forth much fruit at harvest time.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him one-tenth of all his booty. His name means King of Justice. He was also King of Salem, that is, King of Peace. Without father, mother, or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. See the greatness of this man to whom Abraham the patriarch gave one-tenth of his booty. The law provides that the priests of the tribe of Levi should receive tithes from the people, their brother Israelites, even though all of them are descendants of Abraham. But Melchizedek, who was not of their ancestry, received tithes of Abraham and blessed Abraham, who had received God's promises. It is indisputable that a lesser person is blessed by a greater. And whereas men subject to death receive tithes, Scripture testifies that this man lives on. Levi, who receives tithes, was, so to speak, tithed in the person of his father, for he was still in his father's loins when Melchizedek met Abraham. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Melchizedek, the king of Salem, offered bread and wine. He was a priest of God Most High, like Christ, the Son of God,
to whom the Lord has sworn the oath, you are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
He became a priest not in virtue of a law concerning physical descent, but by the power of an indestructible life.
To whom the Lord has sworn the oath, you are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
From the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church of the Second Vatican Council. See, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will plant my law within them and inscribe it in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. All shall know me, from the least to the greatest, says the Lord. It was Christ who established this new covenant, the New Testament in his blood, calling into being from Jews and Gentiles a people that was to form a unity, not in human flesh, but in the Spirit, as the new people of God. Those who believe in Christ, reborn not of corruptible, but of incorruptible seed through the word of the living God, not from the flesh, but from water and the Holy Spirit, are constituted in the fullness of time as a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people God has made his own. Once no people, but now the people of God. This messianic people has Christ as its head. Christ, who was given up for our sins and rose again for our justification. Bearing now the name that is above every name, he reigns in glory in heaven. His people enjoy the dignity and freedom of the children of God, in whose hearts the Holy Spirit dwells as in a temple. They have as their law the new commandment of loving as Christ himself has loved us. They have as their goal the kingdom of God, begun on earth by God himself and destined to grow until it is also brought to perfection by him at the end of time, when Christ, our life, will appear, and creation itself will be freed from slavery to corruption and take on the freedom of the glory of God's children. This messianic people, though it does not, in fact, embrace all mankind and often seems to be a tiny flock, is yet the enduring source of unity, hope, and salvation for the whole human race. It is established by Christ as a communion of life, of love, and of truth. It is also used by him as an instrument for the redemption of all, and is sent out into the whole world as the light of the world and the salt of the earth. The Israel of old was already called the Church of God while it was on pilgrimage through the desert. So the new Israel, as it makes its way in this present age, seeking a city that is to come, a city that will remain, is also known as the Church of Christ. For he acquired it by his own blood, filled it with his Spirit, and equipped it with appropriate means to be a visible and social unity. God has called together the assembly of those who in faith look on Jesus, the author of all salvation and principle of unity and peace, and so has established the church to be for each and all the visible sacrament of this unity, which brings with it salvation.
You are a people set apart. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.
Once you had no experience of God's mercy, but now it has been granted you.
Happy the people whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own.
Once you had no experience of God's mercy, but now it has been granted you.
Let us pray. Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of your promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming up along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday of the fifth week of Lent, April 7th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord makes it very clear who He really is. It's from the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John.
Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death.
Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death.
Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died? Who do you claim to be?
If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I said, I do not know him, I should be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad.
You are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham?
Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
So they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings, can be found on the Relevant Radio app. Well, whether you pray the Stations of the Cross, the Sorrowful Mysteries of the Rosary, or sit back and watch the Passion of the Christ, it's a good thing to meditate on Christ's Passion. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. In our meditation, the Passion of Christ comes out of its cold historical frame and stops being a pious consideration, presenting itself before our eyes as terrible, brutal, savage, bloody, yet full of love. We do well, then, to contemplate our Lord's Passion. In our personal meditation, when reading the Gospel, in the sorrowful mysteries of the Holy Rosary, in the way of the cross, sometimes we imagine ourselves to be there, present amongst those who witnessed those moments. We take a seat among the apostles during the Last Supper, when our Lord washed their feet and spoke to them with infinite tenderness. At the supreme moment of the institution of the sacred Eucharist, we picture ourselves as one more among the three who slept at Gethsemane when the Lord hoped that we would accompany him in his infinite loneliness. As one amongst those who heard Peter swear that he did not know Jesus, as one who heard the false testimonies at that travesty of a judgment, and saw the chief priest make a great show of being shocked at Jesus' words, as one in the thick of the mob that screamed out for his death and saw him hoisted up on the cross on Calvary, we put ourselves among the onlookers and see the disfigured yet noble face of Jesus. Astonishingly, we feel his infinite patience. With the help of grace, moreover, we can also try to contemplate the Passion of Christ as he himself lived it. It seems impossible, and of course it will always be a very impoverished view compared with the reality of what in fact took place, but it can become for us an extraordinarily rich source of prayer. Saint Leo the Great tells us that whoever truly wishes to venerate the Passion of the Lord should contemplate Jesus crucified with the eyes of his soul and in such a way that he identifies his own body with that of Jesus. What would Jesus, in his infinite holiness, have felt at Gethsemane, taking upon himself the burden of all the sin of the world, all the acts of wickedness, of disloyalty, of sacrilege. What loneliness must he have known when three times he found fast asleep the disciples he had taken with him for company that night. He saw, too, those among his friends who, in the course of centuries, would fall asleep at their posts while the enemy remained wide awake. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, we pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Awake, lyre and harp. With praise let us awake the dawn.
Awake, lyre and harp. With praise let us awake the dawn.
Have mercy on me, God. Have mercy. For in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send us his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations, I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations, happy to be known as companions of your Son.
Awake, lyre and harp. With praise let us awake the dawn.
My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings.
My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings.
Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant coasts and say, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock.
The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish.
Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth.
Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God, in the midst of his citadels, has shown himself its stronghold.
For the kings assembled together, together they advanced, they saw. At once they were astounded. Dismayed, they fled in fear.
A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind, you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish.
As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever.
O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches to the ends of the earth.
With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments.
Walk through Zion. Walk all round it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God. Our God forever and always. It is he who leads us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, the body of your risen Son is the temple not made by human hands and the defending wall of the new Jerusalem. May this holy city, built of living stones, shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations.
The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God.
A reading from the book of Hebrews. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, that through God's gracious will, he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the crowds of the Jews, "Whoever comes from God hears the word of God. You will not listen because you do not come from God."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the crowds of the Jews, "Whoever comes from God hears the word of God. You will not listen because you do not come from God."
Christ our Lord came among us as the light of the world, that we might walk in his light and not in the darkness of death. Let us praise him and cry out to him.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
God of mercy, help us today to grow in your likeness,
that we who sinned in Adam may rise again in Christ.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. Let your word be a lamp to guide us,
that we may live the truth and grow always in your love.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. Teach us to be faithful in seeking the common good for your sake,
that your light may shine on the whole human family by means of your church.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. Touch our hearts to seek your friendship more and more,
and to make amends for our sins against your wisdom and goodness.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us. In silence, we pause to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Let your word be a lamp to guide us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living and be made full heirs of your promise, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
If you're a teacher, enjoy your feast day. Otherwise, make it a holy day anyway. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out now, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.